Blessed are the poor in spirit. These are the first words of the Sermon on the Mount, a sermon which Jesus most likely preached many times in many places as he traveled. The sermon begins in Matthew chapter 5 and ends at the end of chapter 7. The importance of this complete sermon by Jesus cannot be overstated. While we don't have time to talk about the whole sermon, we do very well to ponder and to meditate on these few words, this profound truth. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To be blessed is to have the favor and goodness of God. We're blessed when we realize that God has first loved us. We say, "I am blessed," when we want to tell others that God has had an impact on our lives in a positive way. Or to say it another way, the Lord has been good to me. I am blessed. The recipients of this blessing in Jesus' sermon are those who are poor in spirit. This is a spiritual poverty. These are people who lack godly resources in and of themselves. They are spiritually bankrupt. And I love Jesus. I so admire his preaching. I'm drawn to him, and I hope you are too with these words. For here he is so disruptive, deliciously disruptive. So unsettling, wonderfully so. He says what he needs to say in order to get our attention and draw us into his life transformation. And so he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. We are truly blessed when we are poor in spirit. Or to put it another way, we're truly blessed when we realize our spiritual poverty. When we accept it. It's a journey of self-discovery. When we look into our lives and all we see is bankruptcy. One of the greatest examples, I think, is King Solomon, who Jesus brings up later in his Sermon on the Mount. King Solomon is one of the greatest kings of history, certainly the history of the Bible, one of the richest and most powerful leaders. And yet, he knows he did not create his wealth. It was inherited. It was given to him. He had many earthly blessings, wealth, power, and prestige. But here's the really beautiful part of Solomon's story. God offers him anything he wants. If God asked you for anything you wanted, what would you ask for? Solomon says, "You have made me king, although I am but a little child," he says. He says, "I do not know how to go out or to come in." Solomon asks, "Give me an understanding mind, that I may discern between good and evil." Solomon has the wisdom to realize that he is poor in spirit. He realizes that he is a simple child of God. He names it. I am but a little child. He needs God's direction and wisdom. He needs God's hand to lead him out and in. He hungers and thirsts for righteousness and the Spirit of God to strengthen him, mind, body, and spirit. He does not become poor in spirit, mind you. In his humility, he realizes that is who he is and who we all are. children of God before Him. And so Jesus points out that same truth, that we are all poor in spirit. We're stingy with our love. We are in spiritual indebtedness to one another by all the ways we have failed to love God and to love our neighbor. Later in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus will point out that we are all guilty of murder by the ways we cut each other down by our words and our bitterness in our hearts. And he says that we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We certainly do not have those kind of resources in and of ourselves to be those kind of people, those holy people that he calls us to be. And so Jesus teaches us in the same sermon to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And so we are spiritually impoverished, but even in debt to one another. We have a deficit of love. We daily fail to love God and one another, and we cannot pay off that debt of all of our sin. We are most poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit is to be humble. We realize that we're sinners. We discover that we cannot change ourselves, unable to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. Our only plea is for God's mercy and forgiveness. We realize our resources are not in ourselves, but they are outside of us, external to us, and no one other than the Lord Jesus Christ. By His Spirit and His Word, that is what the kingdom is. The King and all His wealth, resources, and power. We're blessed to know when we are spiritually impoverished. We're blessed to know that the kingdom of heaven is ours in Jesus Christ. We're God's treasured possession, and He is our priceless treasure. This is not just some future hope. As our epistle says, we are God's children now. It's a present reality. The hymn writer understands this when he writes, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." We can't lay hold of the cross when we're holding on to the pebbles and the things of this world. We come empty-handed to God. I think the greatest illustration of this truth is just moments away. It's going to happen right over there. We'll baptize little Franklin. Even though he is not yet drawing a paycheck, he has no offering envelopes to bring. He's not done any great humanitarian work. He still needs help changing his clothes, I suspect, and help eating. He is poor and helpless. And he realizes it. He already has the wisdom to know to whom to cry when he's hungry, and to whom to cry when he needs changed. He looks to mom and dad, trusting their love and goodness to him. He presumes their loving care. All his wealth is tied up in his relationship to his parents and the Lord who gave them to him. To baptize poor and helpless infants epitomizes the gospel. It is just a fleeting dream and a deception to think that we come with our hands full to the font as adults. We are all children of God, because that is who we all are before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are poor in spirit, hands empty, ready to receive His riches To be poor in spirit means to be rich in the kingdom of heaven. As Jesus says in the same sermon, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. He fills our empty hands. He fills our hungry mouths by his body and blood to spiritually enrich us for our journey ahead. He lavishes us with forgiveness, life, and salvation. And in him, you and I are heirs together of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.